people going into year 11, if you just saw all the results day videos and that's hit you for the first time, that, oh my god, I'm going into year 11 next year, that's gonna be me next year, and you're terrified out of your mind, watch this video, because everyone always talks about how awful year 11 is and no one actually tells you what to look forward to in year 11. Because if you can put the exam stress to one side, it's actually such a goated year. First of all, no one actually talks about how nice it is to be like your teacher's priority or one of your teacher's priorities. Like, I would always feel so special every time my French teacher, for example, would be like, you guys are my priority, I'm gonna mark anything you give me. I'm like, that's so nice. Not to mention all the leaver celebrations, like that was such a peak season of my life. The shirt signing, like, oh my god, it was so fun. Like, organizing the yearbooks, organizing the hoodies, like, that was such a fun time in my life. You get to know everyone so much better, and like, because you're not going to see many people again, you just like really learn to appreciate like every day. Finally, the exam season, like, if you ignore all the stress, like, just the vibes were literally unmatched. Like, lining up for exams and like everyone being stressed together, it was like a common, like, it was great. It was literally great. And then all the GCSE TikToks, I think our year was quite funny, like, you know, all the pre-match, post-match interviews, but oh my god, that was so fun to watch. It was amazing. And then there's also just the realization that if you really don't like a subject, you're like one day closer every single day to never having to study that thing ever again. Like, you're done. That was me with biology. Like, I didn't necessarily hate it, but I just didn't want to do it. And every single day was like, okay, that's one less biology lesson until I never have to do it ever again.